At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, we've laid out some sleepers. We've laid out some of our studs and duds as well. Time we get down to the task bracks and the brass tacks of it all. Let's have some predictions on the season. As I shared earlier, from the Boston Globe to USA Today, the New York Times and Athletic, all the way to NFL.com and beyond, you have nobody, and I repeat, nobody, basically outside of Brian Hoyer, maybe Adam Schefter, and who else was it? Oh, Colin Cowherd with the big desk, saying that the New England Patriots would actually make the playoffs. And I feel like a lot of people that are saying the Pats are a 10, 11, 12 win team are paying more attention to what went on with the positive buzz in the post variable hire, post free agency, post draft, and haven't seen all of training camp and watched them go through the recent bumpy roads and cuts. So let's get down to the predictions. Mego, we will start with you. How does this season play out, and what kind of record do you think the guys have?
I'll start with my record prediction. I think they're a 9-8 team. I'm going to stay on the optimistic side because it's just the beginning of September, and this is the time to be optimistic. I think they start 2-2. They run into the Bills and some other very talented teams at different points in the season, but they get into that nice, soft underbelly of the Saints, Tennessee, and Cleveland all back-to-back-to-back. And maybe that's something where they start to really find themselves, feel like by that point they know what their identity is and have kind of a predictable stretch down the line. I keep going back to the schedule is really soft. And I know people say, well, on the other side, you got teams who are looking at the Patriots and saying that team has had 4 wins the last 2 seasons. They have a new coach. Nobody really knows exactly what Drake May is yet. So they're soft for your schedule. But I do think that there is some actual talent on this team. And I think that if you're healthy and you follow the plan and stay disciplined with what Vrabel is spelling out, that they should be able to be a 9-win team. And that's very realistic.
Not only is it realistic, it's optimistic, if you will.
Realistic optimist.
Yes. It's a realistic optimist type of take. 9 wins, more than doubling 2023 or 2024, soft schedule or not, with an offense and a talent that most prognosticators say and Italian evaluators say is somewhere in the early to mid-20s as well. So I think that would be great. Tommy Freeze Pops, what do you got, big guy?
Well, I'm right around Mego. I got him at 8-9. And, you know, I don't have the sort of like schedule game-by-game breakdown. I did it right before I came on. And I'm with you, Mego. I think they eat in the middle of that schedule against those weaker teams. But outside of that stretch, it's like win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. They're just like the, in my mind, going to be one of the more quintessential 500-y teams in the league, which I think is glass half full, positive spin look at the Patriots right now, because you're coming from a 4-win season where the head coach didn't look like he was qualified to be coaching football, which I think we all agree he probably wasn't.
Or coaching youth sports, no.
At least at that point, he wasn't ready. So I think that them finishing with 8 wins or 9 wins is a massive success for year one of Vrabel with where this organization is at this point. And I think that you build from there. I don't think that Patriot fans should look at Mego's Washington Commanders from last year and say, well, you got the young quarterback and you got the new coach and you went from, you know, being one of the worst teams in the NFL to playing in a conference championship game. Like, that's an outlier. That I think a more realistic run for this team would be 500-ish and in the playoff discussion, sort of like in that in the hunt column on a Sunday late in the season. So I got them at 8-9.
Meaningful football into early, mid, maybe even late December as well. Respect and order restored in the former house of Belichick and Brady. I'm with you all the way as well. Johnny, let me just go ahead and add the lower third for you right there. There we are. Lions Den. Patriots go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they'll be buying some tickets, Fitzy. I'm not sure. That's the only way they'll get there. Look, I think the Patriots are at 9-8. I'm with Mego. And look, as bad as things have been the last 2 years, Fitzy, you know this as well as anyone. You feel my pain, right? They've lost 26 games in the past 2 years, but 14 of those 26 losses have been one possession games. And I expect with Mike Vrabel, they're not going to win all those games, but they will win more of those one possession games than they have in the past couple of years. So I think that's going to help. You look at, they play the Saints, the Titans, and the Browns, which arguably are the three worst teams in the NFL. And you can throw the Panthers in that mix as well. That helps. I think the Jets, look, I like Aaron Glenn. I think eventually they will be good. That's going to take a couple of years to really get going. And Miami, I think there's some problems down there. So the schedule sets up well for them. And I, as I said, the Vrabel effect, the one possession games thing, I think is huge. You look at what he did in Tennessee. He had Ryan Tannehill in 2018, 2019, 2020 playing like a top 10-ish quarterback in the league. And I think we can agree Drake May has a lot more talent than Ryan Tannehill. At least I think he does. So I think they're going to be better off even in 2021. When Derrick Henry missed 9 games, they went 6-3 without him. So this is a guy that can coach around, not having as much talent, having issues there. I'm a big fan of the McDaniels hire. And just last piece on it as well, I think, look, we've all been at training camp. I think you just look at out on the field, there's a lot more top-end talent on this team than there has been in several years. And I know the depth is a problem. I get it. But Spillane is a better linebacker than anyone they've had there the last few years. The combination of Davis and Gonzalez can be one of the best in the NFL. Travion Henderson is a better running back than the Patriots have had in 3-4 years at least. So you can go on down the list. Drake May is going to be the best quarterback they've had since number 12 left. So I think you put all that together, you get in the 8-9 range. I'm at 9. I think they do just enough to get 9 wins. I don't think it's quite enough to get in the playoffs in a crowded AFC wildcard field, but I think they're in playoff contention in the last week of the season and they get 9 wins.
Pats fans shouldn't, couldn't, and hopefully wouldn't ask for much more as well. The turnaround will be legit. You are in good hands again. Competence and confidence are restored at Gillette Stadium and one formerly Tom Brady place. However, as Mike Vrabel has sort of intimated and hinted at and even moved towards with some of the moves he's made in recent weeks, letting guys like Kendrick Bourne and even Jabril Peppers go 2.5 days after he was kept on the roster and introduced at the team introductory dinner. Much like with the Titans submersible, boys and girl, depth is a legitimate concern. I do not think the Patriots have enough. That was a bad joke with a wonky long setup. I apologize for nothing. It's after 8:30 on a Thursday, and we all want to watch football.
No, it was good. We should have laughed.
Or you could have just said too soon, Fitzy. That's fine. It's not too soon. Nothing's too soon in my world, Tom. It's a real thing for me. They turned over legitimately half of the roster. And they have more roster to turn over as well. When your first round pick from 3 years ago was only good enough to make the Browns practice squad, that tells you how shitty your team has been the last several years. And Mike Vrabel understands that. They have only come in and started digging up the basement and fixing the first floor. They haven't even done any. They haven't relocated the chimney. They're not even sure where the bedrooms are going to go or if they're going to move the kitchen from the first floor to the second floor. They haven't picked the paint. They're not sure what kind of windows or sliders they're going to use. There's so much more renovation that has to take place. However, Drake is in good hands. The organization overall is in good hands. And I think they actually have some playmakers like Travion Henderson, maybe like Kyle Williams, some guys on defense. Hopefully Gonzo gets healthy and comes back. And maybe Craig Woodson turns out to be the eraser and does a good job. He's also older than Belichick's girlfriend, so I've got faith that he's going to be reasonably competent. I know, John, you're upset. Another Belichick shot this early.
No, that's okay.
You don't want to get banned. Okay. I know. Okay. Long story short,
ban is not cool, by the way.
It's crazy to expect more than turning it around, doubling the win total, and sniffing relevant football past Thanksgiving. So I'll say 8-9 will be just fine. And as we wrap up, guys, real quick on the way out the door, your picks for offensive and defensive MVP on the Pats this season. Mego, we start with you.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'll just go quickly because I feel like I kind of spelled them out already. Offense, I'm going to say Travion Henderson. I don't think he has a 1,000-yard rushing season because he's going to be primarily splitting with Ramondre Stevenson. Ramondre Stevenson is the best when he's able to split with somebody, and he falls into that kind of Damian Harris role for him. Defensively, we all talked about Christian Barmore. I think Christian Barmore, if he can match 80% of the level that he had at the end of 2023 and stay healthy, that is a huge, huge push forward for your defense. And did you want a surprise? Because I feel like I said before.
My
surprise of the season is going to be that I think that Matt Collins has his best season since he was in Vegas.
Wow, Matt Collins getting like, yeah, because he had like a 50-catch season with a couple of touchdowns under Josh in 2022. And Josh obviously had to have been one of the reasons why the Pats went out of their way and paid him, you know, not Diggs money, but some pretty decent money as well. So Mego is all in. There you go for all the degenerates in the chat as we record the Six Rings and Football Things 2025 preview live on the WEEI and Fitzy GFY socials. There you go. Mego is all in on the Matt Collins props. Freeze pops. OMVP and DMVP.
So to give us something a little different from Trevion, because that's where I was going to go, I'll say Drake May. Like if they're going to be an 8-9 win team, I think Drake May needs to be awesome. So I'm hoping that the Josh McDaniels experience is akin to, like Mego mentioned earlier, Mac Jones in his rookie year with Josh McDaniels, where he was able to help the guy not make a lot of mistakes, simplify the game for him, and make it so Drake May can just like be an athlete out there and make plays. Like don't put him in positions where he can fail. Like let him either get the ball out of his hands or let him have designed run plays, where I think you're going to see a lot more of that this season with Drake. So I'll go with Drake May, the not so surprising pick for offensive MVP. And on defense, again, not surprising here, I'm going to go Christian Gonzalez. I know he's going to miss week one, most likely, but he was one of the best corners in the NFL last season. If he's able to come back from this hamstring injury, let's hope he continues on that path and takes an even bigger step forward here in year three. So those are going to be my two MVPs. And I saw Jeff in the chat ask for a prop bet for week one earlier in the show. So I'll give him Drake May anytime touchdown at +350. Again, I think they're going to use his legs. So look for Drake May to get in the end zone with his
faithful
legs.
Would love that. And listen, hey, if Gonzo comes back week two and plays at an elite level, a cornerback won defensive player of the year last year, Johnny. So crazier things have happened. Who you got real quick, buddy?
So offensive MVP, I agree with Tom. I think it's Drake May. I'm not going to get into that too much. I will say one thing. I think the unsung hero of this offense is going to be DeMario Douglas. Never gets enough credit. Everyone's obsessed with Efton Chisholm at slot. DeMario Douglas is a really good player, and he's going to have a really good year. So I think he's going to be the unsung hero. Defensive MVP, I'm with Christian Barmore as well. I kind of illustrated earlier how important he can be to this defense. If he stays healthy all year, I think they're going to play him a ton. I think he's going to play to an all-pro level. And they have some sneaky bad offensive lines they're going against this year. So I think he's going to have an opportunity to put up some decent numbers. So I'm going to go with Barmore there.
And I'm going to go with a guy who has been a pain in the posterior, both to our local media, but also opposing defenses, defensive coordinators, cornerback safeties, and more. I think Steph Diggs proves why they paid him $23 million. I think he proves why they took such a chance on signing a mercurial, kind of heady, at times obnoxious, but supremely talented receiver. 9.5 months off an ACL or not, I think Diggs shows you why he's the leader, he's the dog, he's the alpha, and helps, but everybody grows and everybody benefits from it. Of course, I want it to be Travion Henderson. Of course, I want to buy the entire family matching rivalry Efton Chisholm jerseys as well. But I'll give him time, and I'm setting my expectations a little lower for the Chiseler right now. And I do think Henderson is going to have a spectacular season. And on defense, no one's talked about this guy, but he's an absolute psychopath. He looks like he got kicked out of the Dropkick Murphys at an early age and then played every bouncer in every bar in every Ben Affleck movie. Robert Spillane. I was told a number of times, like, don't worry, this guy's going to be your favorite Patriot come this fall because he's good for 170 tackles when he wakes up each and every football Sunday morning. So I think he's going to set a tone. I think he's going to make it tough to get the ball past him. And I think he's going to make us proud to watch this Patriots revamped defense play every Sunday, even if the offense is experiencing growing pains. All right, there you have it, folks. In just over half an hour's time, a full-blown Six Rings family style preview of the 2025 Patriots featuring the talents of Miss Mego. You can follow her at Megan_Ottolini. Hear her on Six Rings on the weekends on WEEI. And, of course, read her musings on the socials and WEEI.com. The Lion's Den, Johnny Lyons. You can follow him at The Real John Lyons. And, of course, hear him on the weekends, fill in holiday duties as well, and the New England Football Journal postgame show. And everything else that needs to get done, my God. I mean, screwing in light bulbs, making sure the fridge is working, all the social videos, blog posts, and more. Nobody works harder. Nobody's in earlier than Freeze Pops himself, Tom Carroll. And, of course, whatever. I'm Fitzy. Who cares? Anyway, there we go, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into the 2025 Six Rings Patriots 2025 preview. None of us have them going to the playoffs. And you know what? That's okay because, dosh darn it, they're good enough. They're smart enough. They're talented enough. And we and you Patriots people love them. This has been the latest Six Rings and Football Things brought to you by 2400 Sports, WEEI, and Odyssey. For the Lion's Den, for Freeze Pops, for Mego, and everyone associated with Six Rings and Football Things in WEEI and beyond, this is your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens. Thank you so much. Happy football season, everybody. It is here. The real life has come back. It's okay. Summer is over, but football is at hand. And there's probably a game on each and every day for the next 5.5 months. Some of them in Brazil and some that you don't have to pay for. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. God bless. And as always, go Pats.